KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Welcome to Encounter. I'm your host, David Vaughn, and today I'm speaking with Derek Sherman about his book, Shaping a Digital World, Faith, Culture, and Computer Technology. And Derek is professor of computer science and chair of the Mathematics, Physics, Computer Science Department at Redeemer University, a college in Ontario. Derek, thanks for joining me today on Encounter.
Hi, David. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I think this is a very, very important topic. I've read a few books related to technology and culture, one of which, Neil Postman's book, which I want to talk with you about later, had a real impact on me. But tell me about your own personal interest in computers and technology. How did you get involved in that yourself?
Well, I'm at that sort of age where I was a teenager just as personal computers began to kind of make their debut. And so as a young teenager already, I was playing around with some of the early personal computers and was really fascinated by sort of what the potential of these new machines would offer. And, and it captured my imagination. And I was also into electronics. I played around with ham radio and electronic projects and so on. And so I was kind of captivated by the possibilities of computers and digital electronics and so on. And then later on went on to study electrical engineering and then began to work in that field for a number of years before landing where I am now as a computer science professor.
Now, when you, in your teens or whenever you were, getting involved in learning about computer technology, were you also a believer at the time?
Yeah. I was raised in a Christian family and attended Christian school. But I think at that time I had no clue about what the implications of my faith were, or very little understanding of what the implications of my faith were for working in that particular field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's one of the values of your book, is to get us to start thinking about technology and faith, technology and culture. Faith and culture, they're all intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point did you begin to think in broader terms and just, hey, this is a cool circuit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When did you begin to, was there an event or something happened that kind of like a light bulb went off and you thought, you know, I need to think about this technology in a broader sense? Or was it just a very gradual evolution of your thinking?
Yeah, it was probably more of a gradual thing. I went on to go to one of the big public universities here in Canada and studied engineering. And of course, it was a very focused technical program, which didn't have time to kind of explore some of the bigger implications. And I had some friends at a Christian college, at a Christian liberal arts college. And of course, they were beginning to learn about their various disciplines through the eyes of faith. And I didn't really have much of a chance to do that. And I suppose the questions kind of lingered and began to become more of an issue as I began to work in industry. I was sitting in a cubicles and in a cubicle farm at one point and kind of looking around and thinking, okay, now what does it mean to be a faithful servant of Jesus Christ in this particular time, in this particular place, and what does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
And so those questions persisted. I began to read a bit about it. But I suppose it was, my time since I've started at a Christian college where I've been in an environment, sort of a rich environment, that where I'm kind of encouraged to kind of explore those questions. And I had an opportunity to, collaborate with peers and speak to other Christian college professors at other places and begin to explore this question in a lot more detail.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, I think, really one of the most fundamental questions in this whole discussion, and that is technology neutral?
Mm-hmm.
That's where people like Neil Postman and Marsha McLuhan and others have written books arguing that we need to realize that the technology we use shapes us, how we think, etc. So talk to us about your position on technology. Is it neutral?
Yeah, that's a really good question. In fact, that's sort of one of my starting points. And to be frank, I didn't really appreciate this while I was studying technology in school. To me, I think with my, while I was immersed in my studies and so forth, what I was simply thinking, you know, there must be good ways to apply this technology. It's about how you use it. And actually, a lot of these thinkers, people you mentioned, like Neil Postman, and of course there was Marshall McLuhan and Jacques Ellul, and some of these folks wrote decades and decades ago in certain cases. We're already making the point back then, no, hey, there's something that's happening. There's something that technology does to us. One person who summarized Marshall McLuhan kind of put it really succinctly, I think. You know, we shape our tools, and then they shape us. And I think that's exactly the kind of notion that I only gradually began to realize. And then I began to discover some of these writers, people like Postman, and the light really came on. I realized, wait a minute, there's more going on here. It's not just about, you know, whether we write a program to do something good versus, you know, writing something that's malicious. There's a lot more going on in terms of how it's shaping our society, the way it also even shapes us, and even the way we think, the way that we live. And so if it does shape our lives, and if it does shape our society, and in fact it even shapes things like our schools and our churches, then there's got to be values that inform, you know, how we go about doing that. And so that's sort of the starting point. And then, of course, as Christians, we're informed by the Bible in terms, you know, how then shall we live? And so that also has implications in terms of, you know, our work in the digital realm.
Yeah, when you were tinkering around with, you know, early personal computers, people like, you know, especially Marshall McLuhan, because he was really early on. I'm not sure how old you are, but I'm 58. So my generation, I grew up with TV had just come in the home. So, you know, those of us who've even grown up with television don't appreciate the concern that was expressed when TV was introduced into our society. You know, there were thinkers saying, is this a good thing? You know, and we need to think about, you know, watching TV and how much. And so I think television in a way maybe began that discussion even more than radio or movies did before. As you look at this question of the neutrality of technology, how are values kind of woven into technology? I mean, what does that really mean?
Yeah, that's a really good question. When with regards to television, you know, I think of Neil Postman's book, The Amusing Ourselves to Death, where he kind of goes through and shows in all these different arenas, in education, in politics, and so on, in public discourse, how the television has fundamentally reshaped things, and how things have changed. And so a lot of these ideas that were brought up, you know, in the context of television and so forth, I think are pertinent when we start looking at all of these digital devices that surround us today. The one example that I often use with my students, because it's one that we've lived with for a long time and we understand its implications, is the example of the automobile and sort of how it shaped our neighborhoods, you know, and how where we work and where we worship and where we shop is fundamentally disconnected, that our homes now are kind of isolated. The biggest distinguishing feature of a lot of homes is a large garage, which, you know, we drive into, and we don't really see our neighbors as much. We don't really interact with our community. There's a whole bunch of people sitting in single occupied vehicles going back and forth from their various activities and not interacting with each other. And, you know, just the way the city landscape is even shaped.
And so
students can see that quite readily. But I think a lot of them, and including myself, especially earlier on, just have no clue about our media landscape, right? All that whole area, kind of media ecology, sort of how media changes our landscape, changes the way we think. And you can just begin to see how social networking shapes, you know, kind of the way that we see each other and the way that we relate to each other. There's been, you know, the whole sort of sort of values embedded in the computer is speed and efficiency, and how that shapes how we do our work, how it shapes our interactions with other people.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things, and in fact, some recent books, I think, were really, I think, really informative for me in my book by people who are, you know, on the forefront of taking a look at some of these things, including Sherry Turkle, who's a social scientist who's been working at MIT, and she was there from the very early days of computing, and started off very optimistically about what the possibilities of these machines would be, similar to, I think, how I was thinking when I was a teenager in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicholas Carr, who wrote, I think, an excellent book called The Shallows. He had a magazine article, too, entitled, you know, Is Google Making Us Stupid? And I think a lot of people have seen that one. And, I mean, it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek title, but he's really asking the question, how is it shaping us?
Right.
And there's a quote that I give from his article about how it's changed reading and how we process textual information. And he kind of bemoans the fact that, you know, before the web and the internet, he used to be a deep reader of books, you know, and he used to be like, he compares himself to an undersea diver in this world of words, and he goes, now I'm a jet ski guy just skimming across the surface, right? And it has to do with the way that information is presented to us and the way that we, the kinds of habits that we sort of build as we use these tools.
Yeah, that's very good observation. I want to pick that up in just a moment. We need to run to a break. I want to mention the name of the book again, Shaping a Digital World by Derek Sherman. We'll be back with Derek in a moment on Encounter.